Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here, early. Right now at Wayfair, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, holiday decor, and way more. Now is the time to score big, from seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, with Wayfair, enjoy fast and easy shipping, with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Robert Tellis, everybody's favorite man that looks like the character that you drugged the magnetic pieces onto his face when you were a child in the backseat of a car. The former Clark County public administrator found guilty of murdering investigative journalist Jeff Gurman will soon face his final sentencing. Tellis, who was convicted in August for repeatedly stabbing Gurman, faces life in prison with the potential for parole after 20 years. However, the final decision on a sentence rests with District Judge Michelle Levitt, who will decide how sentence enhancements will impact the length of his prison term. Tellis was found guilty of first-degree murder with a deadly weapon against a victim aged 60 or older. The enhancement allows Judge Levitt to adjust the minimum time Tellis will spend in prison before being eligible for parole. In addition, could extend his minimum term by anywhere from 1 to 8 years, meaning he might face between 19 and 26 years before parole eligibility, considering the 2 years he's already spent in jail since his arrest. I say, by the way, the judge should exercise that power. Let's go for 26.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, both sides will have the opportunity to make their final arguments. Tellis attorney Robert Draskovich is expected to advocate for a lesser sentence, while prosecutors aim to emphasize Tellis's lack of remorse. Throughout his trial, Tellis has maintained his innocence, claiming he was framed and denying any involvement in Gurman's murder, despite him being on camera. Same shit that's in his garage, same walk-in gait, same height, all that.
Same shoes.
Happened
that stupid hat.
Your wife's van. But it wasn't you. During the sentencing phase of the trial, Gurman's family provided insights into the journalist's legacy. Gurman moved from Milwaukee to Las Vegas to work for the Las Vegas Sun before joining the Review Journal, where he made a name for himself covering organized crime and engaging in numerous investigative projects. His sister, Julie Smith, shared that Gurman had an almost photographic memory, a keen eye for reporting, and a deep love for sports. Gurman's brother added that even at 69, Gurman had no interest in retiring, demonstrating a lifelong dedication to journalism. Jeff was deeply committed to his work, to exposing the truth, Smith said. He loved his family and he loved what he did. Although Tellis has consistently denied responsibility for the murder, prosecutors argue that the crime was motivated by Gurman's investigative articles that shed light on Tellis' alleged misconduct as a public official. These reports examine claims of workplace hostility and ethical concerns during Tellis' time as county clerk public administrator. Draskovich has stated that Tellis intends to appeal the case, although he did not respond to recent requests for additional comment. Gurman's family and supporters are now awaiting a final sentence, which could keep Tellis in prison for decades. His case underscores the risks journalists face when reporting on controversial topics, especially those related to public corruption and misconduct. Tellis is going to have a chance to, by the way, address the judge on Wednesday before his final sentence is issued. That'll be a fun little...
Great.
Fun little speech.
I wonder what he's going to talk about.
It wasn't me. And ladies and gentlemen, Shaggy! He'll bring Shaggy in, and then... it'll be great. Robert Tellis didn't do it. Robert Tellis is innocent. Huh? It wasn't me. It was Robert Tellis in a weird hat. Yeah! Shut it!
Oh, my God. You got to give me more warning when you do shit like that.
Robert Tellis got the Nikes, the cheap Nikes.
Oh, God.
Bombastic. Yeah. Poor Robert Tellis said he didn't do the murder. Smooth like a silk room. His head is all flat. It's just like that.
Oh, my God.
You didn't know I could do Shaggy, did you?
That was really good.
It's actually originally the Jackal from America's Funniest People that Dave Coulier did. That's where I learned that voice. It's like a weird bubble you make in your throat and you do that. It also works for Mark Morrison, Return of the Mac.
Oh, yes, it does.
Return of the Mac. It is Return of the Mac. Yep.
Nice. Like when you've got a little cold and you got a little ick in your throat.
It's not even ick. It's I don't know. All I can do is describe it as like making a bubble in your throat. I know that's probably not what I'm doing. Harper can do it too. It's our little genetic talents, our talents. I can't twirl my tongue, but I can sound like Shaggy.
We all have our thing.
Yes. It's the many talents. I don't know how the hell we got onto that, but, yeah, it'll be interesting to see Tellis and what goes down. Hopefully, maybe they will have Shaggy live in concert.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.